Yes, so the tradition of Guy Fawkes Night, to explain this to you, I need to take you back more than 400 years to the year 1605. This was the time when James I had become the king of both England and Scotland. It was shortly after the death of the great Queen Elizabeth I. And it was a time of Shakespeare and literature and lots of artistic expression in the UK. James I was also representing the fairly new Church of England that had been set up by Henry VIII. And therefore, he was not very popular with Catholics. Guy Fawkes was a Catholic. And he was part of a plot, of a scheme, of a plan to blow up the Houses of Parliament in the UK, kill the king, and replace him with a Catholic monarch. So that was what happened on the night between the 4th and 5th of November in 1605. Guy Fawkes was sitting in a cellar underneath the Houses of Parliament, and he was guarding a great load of gunpowder, because that was what the plotters were going to use to blow up the British democracy in the Houses of Parliament. But because somebody gave away the plot, the cellars underneath the Houses of Parliament were searched, and Guy Fawkes was found, he was tried, and he was ultimately executed in the UK. So actually, on the days following the discovery of this plot, there was a great deal of celebration, particularly in London, but around the UK, with people celebrating that the Houses of Parliament were safe and the king was safe. And to celebrate that, people made bonfires, Lagerfeuer, all around London, which was a symbol of celebration. They also created models or effigies of Guy Fawkes, and they burnt them on the bonfire, which is why still today, children in the UK, they've probably forgotten most of the history about this, but they have great fun making models of Guy Fawkes, building bonfires out of garden trees, branches, things that you don't need, and making a big bonfire in the evening when it's dark, and also celebrating with some fireworks.